This is Country Today. A series of alternative energy for farmers is on in southern New South Wales, right on the border, with a first next Tuesday at Corowa. Senior energy engineer with Pitt and Sherry, Charles Law, is one of the presenters at the forum. Now, Charles, I understand you're talking about two things, batteries on farm and the use of hydrogen power. Let's look at batteries first. What advances have there been in the use of batteries?
So in the last 5 years, we've really seen a rapid uptake of batteries for commercial sites, including farms. So the talk that I'll be doing is really to help farmers disseminate a lot of that information so that they can make the right decision when it comes to batteries, not just size and type of batteries, but also how it's used on farm.
What's the most common use of a battery?
Historically, it's been backups. So when power failures happen, blackouts and things like that, batteries kick in, so then you can continue using farm equipment like your dairies and things like that for a short amount of time before hopefully someone fixes the power supply. So that's the historical use of batteries. But in recent times, it's more about shifting the load, so storing solar energy during the day and then using that at night for hot water, for TVs and things like that.
And is it viable? Does it save a lot of money using solar power batteries?
So that's the question. That's the answer is it depends. So I'll give you an example. If you pay a fair bit for power, so anything more than sort of 25 cents per kilowatt hour, and you have very limited peak, so it's sort of you want the batteries to be discharged once every month or so, then the batteries can potentially make sense. The reason why it's so situational is because batteries, especially the older type lead acids, don't have a long life when you discharge them every day. So if you use a battery, you'll need to replace it in around sort of 1 to 2 years tops. Lithium ion batteries, which is a different type of chemistry, more expensive but last longer. These are the ones that Tesla has been pushing out. They would last you a good 3 years if you discharge them every day. So really, batteries are not great at being discharged every day. So if you use it every day, at the moment, it's probably not the best thing to do. It's close to being economically sound. So if we have this discussion in, say, 12 months, it's likely that the discussion will be, I'll have a different opinion altogether. Because the price are coming down that quickly and there's just so much development going on.
Well, let's look at the really exciting one, the use of hydrogen. Now, I understand there is already a hydrogen-powered tractor. Where does the hydrogen come from? Pardon my ignorance. Does it come from water?
Yes, essentially. So with the PEM technology that ITM is producing, all you really need is a power source and clean water, and you can make hydrogen. Now, that's a very simple way of looking at it. There's other bits and pieces going on in the background. With Australia's push towards a hydrogen economy in the future, that's basically the backbone of what we want to do and export to the world. So that is the golden egg that Australia as a whole is chasing. And with the technologies and the resources that we have, it is highly possible, and in fact, highly probable that we will go down that path.
How do these hydrogen tractors work?
The hydrogen fuel cell in there is similar to a battery. So you fill up the tank with hydrogen instead of diesel, and then instead of a combustion engine, where a typical typical tractor would burn the diesel and turn a big engine that will then turn the wheels and move the tractor, the hydrogen fuel cell will convert the hydrogen to electricity in a chemical process, and thereby producing water as a waste product. So you only get water out of this. And then that electricity is then turned into motion, and that drives the tractor and does everything else that a diesel tractor would do. So from the outside, it's exactly the same. The only thing that changes is that instead of an engine, you have a fuel cell.
Well, it's mind-boggling stuff. Really exciting. Thank you for speaking with us.
No problems.
Senior Energy Engineer with Pitt and Sherry, Charles Law, who's one of the speakers at the Farm Energy Forums being held along the border. And if you'd like to know more, there's a flyer on our Facebook page.